This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. James Griffin's been arraigned in Michigan on felony charges, including domestic violence as a third or subsequent offense, and interfering with electronic communications. The domestic violence charges carry a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison, while interfering with electronic communications could result in up to 2 years. Griffin confirmed his understanding of the charges and their possible penalties. Probable cause conference is scheduled for February the 5th with a preliminary examination for February 13th. Attorney Andrew Lockhart's been appointed to represent Mr. Griffin in this matter. The court set bond at $3,500, personal recognizance with standard conditions, including a prohibition against assaulting or threatening anyone. Griffin was advised failure to appear at future proceedings would lead to fines, costs, and potential jail time. State Senator Kevin Daley is term limiting out to represent the 26th Senate District because he's endorsing the bid of newcomer Gabriel Lossing, age 31, in his campaign for Michigan State Senate. Daley is in the process of serving his second term in Senate, which will end January 1, 2027. Lossing is the third Republican to announce a campaign for the 26th Senate seat. Besides Lossing, State Representative Matthew Bierlein and Dalton Atwell are vying for the seat. Senate district candidates will square off in the Republican primary on August the 4th. The winner will advance to the November general election. Whoever's the winner in November will take over for Daley. The 26th Senate District includes parts of Lapeer, Genesee, Tuscola, and Saginaw counties. And the Michigan Senate has unanimously advanced legislation aimed at strengthening penalties for human trafficking. Under the proposed changes, the maximum sentence would increase from 10 to 20 years in prison, and the fine would double to $20,000. Cases involving minors could result in a life sentence. One of the bills would also adjust how the justice system handles victims and offenders connected to trafficking. Minors would no longer face charges for facilitating prostitution, and first-time offenders could qualify for probation coupled with mandatory human trafficking education program. Senator John DeMoose of Harbor Springs said lawmakers collaborated with Attorney General Dana Nessel's office to craft measures that better deter trafficking crimes. DeMoose described human trafficking as the worst form of evil, emphasizing its devastating impact on vulnerable victims, particularly children. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
This is Ben Schott, President and CEO of Thumb Bank and Trust. As we begin a new year, we look forward to continuing our commitment to the communities where we live, work, and serve. Since 1895, Thumb Bank and Trust has been proud to be your local community bank. Large enough to offer a full range of modern banking services, yet just the right size to provide the personal care and attention you deserve. Whether you prefer to stop in and see us or take advantage of our online banking solutions, we strive to make your experience convenient, reliable, and tailored to meet your needs. Our consumer, business, and agricultural lenders are here to guide you through the borrowing process and provide options that fit your goals. To our current customers, thank you for continuing to put your trust in us. And if you're not yet a customer, we invite you to visit or call any of our offices to discover what a local community bank can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with one obituary this morning. Roger Michael Green, age 93 of Ubley, passed away Wednesday, January 28th at Meadow Lane Assisted Living in Bad Axe. He was born March 20th, 1932 in Detroit, Michigan, and married Sandra Ross on April 11th, 1964 in Royal Oak, Michigan. They had one son, Brian, and Roger honorably served in the United States Marine Corps from 1951 to 1954. He is survived by his daughter-in-law, Lena Green, and service will be held on Tuesday, February the 3rd at 11 a.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home, Mac Chapel in Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, February 3rd at 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 a.m. at the Mac Chapel, and burial will be at Valley Cemetery in Ubley at a later date.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.
And we're back with more news. The United States Supreme Court's hearing oral arguments today in a pivotal Second Amendment case originating from Hawaii. The plaintiffs argue the state's current restrictions on carrying firearms on private property open to the public create gun-free zones that violate constitutional rights. The case, which follows the landmark 2022 Bruen ruling, seeks to clarify the extent to which states can regulate firearms in public-facing businesses. A decision's expected later this term and could have sweeping implications for concealed carry laws nationwide. And President Vladimir Zelensky confirmed that a second round of trilateral talks between Ukraine, Russia, and the United States will take place in Abu Dhabi on February 4th and 5th. The goal is to find a real and dignified end to the conflict that has lasted over 2 years. Previous negotiations made little progress on key territorial issues, but the upcoming session is expected to focus on prisoner exchanges and security of energy infrastructure. The international community is watching closely, though expectations for a definitive breakthrough remain cautious. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Homestorm Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
For only 5 big days, Ashley and Bad Axe is doing something you don't see every day. Free delivery on everything store-wide. That's right, if it's in the store and meets the minimum purchase requirements, it's delivered free. Sofas, love seats, sectionals, free delivery. Recliners and lift chairs, free delivery. Dining sets, mattresses, bedroom groups, office furniture, all of it delivered free during this limited time event. And while you're taking advantage of free delivery, you can also save up to 25% off store-wide, with accessories up to 50% off. Plus, make it even easier with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated, and this is our biggest delivery offer of the season. 5 days only, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Free delivery store-wide. Some exclusions may apply. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.